Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. As everybody knows, if you've been tuning into my show over all these years that I've been doing this, right now I'm working on the magazine. This is my second day of it. I started 2 days ago, actually, because I figured, well, I'll give it 3 days because, you know, I'm doing reviews on tarot cards and books, and I'm doing them, and then they're being sent to me, you know, via other people, and it's, you know, I was just telling my guests that when you go line up the pictures and make sure they look right, and then you go back, no, I don't like the way that looks, and you got to replace them. I mean, some of them, there's one in my magazine this month that took me almost 2 hours to do because she sends me pictures of her paintings and things, and I, you know, I have to make them smaller. And my editor is pretty good, but you have to do some fancy shuffling with it. But anyways, here we are today with another show. So if you still have things to submit for the magazine, you're not really too late. Even though this is the 30th, I have people that probably won't send stuff until the 1st or the 2nd, and I will put it in. You send it to me, I'll put it in. Make sure you have an image with it and any kind of links, you know, back to your website or whatever, or your Amazon book or whatever, I'll put it in for you. And then I send you a link so that you can check it for any errors. And, you know, I do make mistakes. I know it's hard to believe, but I do. I do make mistakes. And then, of course, stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's where you can meet all the lovely people that I have interviewed that are there to do consultations for you. I like to call them advisors. I don't like to call them readers. Because some of them, you know, you sit and you talk to them, and they give you really good advice. You know, I read regular playing cards, which is called cartomancy, but I'm on the site, but I'm really not on the site. If you want to have a reading with me, you have to request it because I got my hands on so many things, it's unreal. And I think I had about 5 or 6 on, I think I did earlier. Yesterday was like 7, so there's a nice variety going on. It's not a big site, but I never really wanted it to be a big site. It's about quality, not quantity, and I do all the customer service myself, so you can be guaranteed that you'll be taken good care of. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest. He is from St. Louis, and I'm looking at the notes here. He's been there all of his life, and he wrote a best-selling novel, and it takes place in South St. Louis before and on the eve of the Great Mississippi River Flood of 1993. And I'm going to talk to him about that because, for some reason, I mean, I got a little hint about it, but I want more details, and we'll get with him now. So let's welcome my guest, Clint Hofer, and he is ready and willing. If you have questions, you can call in. And the number is 347-838-9736. How are you today, Clint?
Fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Nice day in St. Louis.
Is it? It's a nice day here in South Carolina. People know where I am. We had a bad storm come through here a couple of days ago. And this is our season where it can get a little funny. I mean, now until November, we could get some really bad storms. We could get threats of hurricanes. I've been here 20 years, and I have only encountered one really bad storm that we had to leave. But my son tells me, unless it's a direct hit, we are not leaving because it's a nightmare.
Oh.
I mean, you've heard of people in Florida leaving their homes. Then they tell you when you can come back. It's not when you want to come back. It's when they tell you to come back. So you could be sitting in your car for hours waiting in line, and he said, nah, only if we're going to get really hit will we leave. So, but anyways, you know, that's good to know, right? I'm just down the street from him anyway, so I'm not really worried. So, Clint, you're doing good today, I take it, right?
Yeah. The Cardinals are playing this afternoon. I'm a big Cardinals
fan. Well, you can't
complain.
I mean, who's going to listen to you and who's going to do anything about it? You got to just be happy and do your thing. So I want to find out from you how all of this came to be. Now, you're a sports writer. Is that how you got started? I mean, when you were really, really young, I mean, did you always want to write? Was your desire is to write?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell us about that.
Oh, in high school, I took journalism classes and went to the University of Missouri at Columbia and studied journalism. My degree was actually in advertising, but I learned a lot of writing also, journalism.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
okay,
the idea for the novel came to me in high school. The first drafts of my novel involved someone who does a TV show about fishing, because in high school I was on a student newspaper that met at the St. Louis Globe Democrat. And one of the advisors was Judge Carson, who did a television program about fishing. So ever since that time, I knew I would like to do a book where one of the characters did a TV show about fishing. And Barbara Grogan's the name of the character in my novel. As the show, there's a lot about St. Louis history in my novel, and the brewing history, beer brewing history.
Anheuser-Busch, yes.
Oh yeah.
Now that's where they're
the road.
Oh, they're just down the road.
Down
the
road. Grant's Farm. That's the ancestral home.
Oh, okay.
The Clydesdales are nearby. The Clydesdale pasture.
Oh, the Clydesdale. Oh, they're so beautiful. Now, do they still have a brewery there, or is that just their home office? Or
well, they merged with InBev in 2008, but they still have a large brewery here. But they're not locally owned anymore, Anheuser-Busch, the way they used to. The Busch family
doesn't
run it anymore. InBev, which is located in Belgium, also in Brazil. That was a shame. I didn't want to see Anheuser-Busch merge.
Things change when you merge sometimes, but sometimes what happens is people get too old to run the whole thing like it should be run, I think, don't you think? And and the interest is not there, or it's too much work, and, you know, the kids coming up, they just don't have it. They don't have it like the original owners. But anyways, I want to talk more about you. We can find out all about the Clydesdale, which they're the most beautiful. I mean, really, let's face it, they are gorgeous. But okay, so now at this point in time, you did the book. How did you get it out there? What did you do to get people to? Did you self-publish or what?
Page Publishing, New York City. That's a publisher that you pay, but they're a very good company. I highly recommend them. So I paid them, and they did everything. A perfect book.
Just
as good as any book that comes from regular publisher. I highly recommend Page Publishing.
A lot of them will do that. A lot of people have said they would self-publish, but they said it's just too much work. I mean, if you can do it, you should have somebody take it over for you, right? Isn't that the best way to go?
Yeah. This gives a chance for lots of authors to be published. It's very nice.
And they get you out there. And were you surprised when they took on your book? I mean, that had been a wonderful thing for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I was very happy. They say they only take a small percentage, No, the manuscripts they received, maybe just 10%. They were very happy. They published it.
And, of course, see, I want everybody to know I got Clint today because of Helen Cook. And she, her and I, we call each other sis. It's hilarious. I mean, you get to know these people like you've met them, and I've never met her, of course. And she'll send people over for me. Well, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that? But that's how I got you, really. And we set it up, and here we are. So tell us about the book, The One That Got Away.
I'll read you the synopsis. Okay. On the eve of the Great Mississippi River Flood of 1993,
Talk a little louder in the phone. Are you on the phone?
On my cell phone, yeah.
Okay, just talk a little bit closer to the cell phone. Okay, so go ahead. Start from the beginning.
On the eve of the Great Mississippi River Flood of 1993, Terry Zimmerman returns to her childhood home in South St. Louis, and her life has changed forever. When she was growing up, Terry lived with her parents above the Zimmerman Bakery, which is now a tavern named the Stag Club. Terry becomes friends with Dinty Smith, the proprietor of the Stag Club. She also gets reacquainted with Glenn Wunsch, a childhood friend who was the last member of a once prominent St. Louis brewing family. Glenn's grandmother is Anna Gross, the infamous Lavender Lady, who once dominated St. Louis high society and who again finds herself in the spotlight as the namesake of a new floating casino called the Belle of Calhoun. Terry sells perfume at the famous bar store in Crestwood Plaza, and one of her customers is Barbara Grogan, who does a television program about the sport of fishing. Barbara is known as the Happy Hooker. Terry and Barbara become friends, but they eventually have a falling out. Terry's best friend is a girl from the Philippines named Paz Militante. The two girls work together behind the Estelada counter at Famous Bar. This is a lighthearted, humorous, romantic story that moves dramatically to the cataclysmic conclusion as the great flood sweeps through South St. Louis, destroying everything in its path. Then it has my author bio. I'll read that too.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Yeah. Clint Hofer has lived in St. Louis his entire life. He attended the University of Missouri in Columbia, where he received a bachelor's degree in journalism. He loves the rich history of St. Louis, and his writing reflects that. He also loves the outdoors, and he has incorporated his love of nature into his novel. For many years, Clint has written about amateur baseball in the St. Louis area. St. Louis is one of the best baseball cities in America.
Oh, yeah.
Clint played baseball for the Stag Athletic Club, and he uses the name Stag Club in his novel. The fictional Stag Club is a tavern and not an athletic club. The One That Got Away is Clint, and has worked on it for many years. The idea for the book first came to him while driving by a deserted brewery in South St. Louis. Because of Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis is the beer capital of the United States, Clint lives down the road from Grant's Farm, the ancestral home of the Busch family. He grew up hearing about the rich brewery heritage of St. Louis, and he has made use of that information in his novel. Although The One That Got Away is a comedy, Clint is actually a very serious person. Comedy writing is something that comes naturally to him. Comedy is a serious business. That's true. I am a serious person.
It is. It is. And I've heard that from comedians, like on interviews and things, that, you know, this is, yeah, they make you laugh or they do funny things, but how they do it and the way they do it is serious to them. I mean, they take responsibility for it. I mean, it's a profession. You know, so now, are you still a sports writer?
It's amateur baseball.
Okay.
Not professional baseball.
Okay.
But I love writing about amateur baseball.
St. Louis Blues, isn't that what they were called?
That's the hockey team, the St. Louis.
Okay, what was the baseball team?
The Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals. Well, you know, I'm from Detroit. You know the Tigers.
didn't they play each other
in a World Series or something at one time, Clint?
A couple of World Series. 2006.
Yeah, well, you're really good with that kind
of thing.
Yeah, you're really good with that, yeah. And then I think it was the next year they came back because they did win. But, oh, yeah, that was the World Series. That was wonderful. I was back in Detroit. Yeah, oh, my goodness. We used to watch baseball all the time. My dad loved baseball, and we had a little kitchen, and he'd sit there right in front of it, and he loved to watch horse racing also. He loved to watch, you know, all the horses. He just thought that they were the most beautiful thing. And I remember, sit down with me. Come on. I'm going to teach you all about this. Oh, gee whiz. Here I'm a little girl, and I'm learning about this horse, and I'm learning about baseball. And, you know, but what a better good way to learn, right, Clint, than somebody who loves it so much.
My father, like
sitting with you. You know so much about it. It doesn't matter whether it's amateur or not. You still know baseball.
Yeah, my father was in the minor league with the Cardinals.
Yes. Now, when you were growing up, did you pay visits to the Grant Farm? I mean, was it a place that you could actually go to?
All the time we did. Pre-admission. But they charge you to park then. But years ago, everything was free.
Really?
Now they charge to park then. But the admission is still free.
Now, they don't have the Clydesdale there. They have them someplace else, right?
No, they're across the road from Grantstown. You can visit the Clydesdale barn in the pasture when you're there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's nice to see them. It's snow on the ground and everything. Like
yeah, you know, I have this memory of after 9/11, I don't know how many years it was, they did that commercial, and they stopped, and they bowed.
Yeah.
I mean, I could watch that over and over and over again, but I think they've been here before. I think they were in Savannah, which is not that far from me. Savannah, Georgia, you know, they make their little tours around and everything.
Yeah, all over.
But I never saw them. I've never seen them. I think my son has, but not me. But anyways, okay. So you did this book, and obviously you were pleased with it, and you sought out to find somebody to publish it. For those who are writing, how did you do that? How did you get a publisher?
I studied a long time, various publishers, and Page Publishing looked the best from what I found.
Oh, okay.
There are many other publishers. And I also submitted it to agents at first. That's very hard to do, to get it published.
To send it to an agent? You're better off sending it to a publisher?
Yeah. Agents don't even read this stuff.
Okay. No, they probably have too many, unless you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, right?
Yeah.
It's like everything else. You just, that's true. It's a pretty tough business, I think. Pretty tough.
Right.
You know, unless you want to publish it
yourself. I had a cousin. He died recently. John Lutz, a mystery writer. He did Single White Female, the movie.
Yeah.
With Bridget Fonda. Jason Lee. I always said he was going to help me get my novel published, but it never happened. Never provided
any help. Well, it sounds like your book would make a really good movie, though, the one that got away.
I think it probably would. That's why I did this on IMDb Pro.
Right. Yes, you're there. And everybody knows what that is. That's where all the professionals are. You can look up, you know, movie stars and that. But the Pro, you have to pay for. You can't view everything unless you pay for it. But, yeah, all the well-known people are there. I mean, if you want to be there. So, and Clint is there. I want to also tell everybody that you've got a Twitter that you have. It's just Clint. Hofer. Now, do you have Instagram?
I do, but I don't go that much.
Okay. How come?
You could. I don't know. I could go back there.
I'm in a little tiff with Twitter right now because they, I see you've got your following 5,000 and there are only 1,100 following you. Well, they didn't pull my account. They made it so that I can't follow anybody because they told me, I've got somebody looking into it on Twitter, but because I am following more people than are following me. Now, you know, I wrote them and I told them, I said, don't you think you've had me in prison long enough? And they want me to take out an ad for my business. I said, I'm not taking out an ad for you unless you clean up my account and let me go. Get me out of my chains. So I don't do anything on Twitter.
5,000 is the limit on Twitter.
I wasn't even following that many. It was just that I was following more than were following me. Years ago, I can't even remember when I first got on, a long time ago. So Candy, my gal who does, she goes there, she'll put stuff. I can post stuff, but I can't follow. That's the only thing I can't do. So, you know, they wanted me to do an ad. I said, go look into this for me. I said, because I'm not doing anything with you. You got me stuck.
No.
But you know what I think it is that nobody has taken the time to really look into it. I mean, I could probably cite a lot of people, but they don't want you. They don't want you doing that, or they didn't then. Now, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago. I have not been able to follow anyone. So nothing I can do about it. So I'm not real happy with Twitter. But anyways, I'm glad you're on it, and I'm glad I see your page here and everything.
I sort of had problems with Instagram. Same kind of trouble with Instagram.
I haven't had any problems.
Very difficult. It's, I don't know.
You just cannot buy. You cannot buy followers. I don't recommend that for anybody because, and I think there are some people that have a little blue check that are not really that famous. I think they've done that. And they'll get caught. I mean, all you got to do is start reporting all these people, but I'm not going to bother doing that. Let them, they can do what they want to do. It's not affecting me at all. You know, I would never do that to anybody. So, some people follow, you know, they buy all these people to follow them.
Oh, yeah. There's probably some fake profiles, too, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter.
A lot of fake stuff all over. You just have to be careful. I tell people, don't believe everything you read. And I used to say, and only half of what you see, but now I'm telling you, don't even believe that. Only believe it if you're looking at it face-to-face and you see it with your own eyes. Don't even believe what you see. Because everything is photoshopped. Everything is... You know, I mean, I can do whatever I want. I can put whatever I want anywhere. You know, you put images together, and it looks like they're together. It's so silly.
Oh,
yeah. You know, but technology has really come far. It used to be, I think, before Instagram was just Twitter and Facebook. That was it, you know. And then Facebook got smart and thought they better do something. And so now they put up Instagram. But I like doing it. You know what I do? I post pictures of my cat. Images that I have that are coming from my blog, and I like that kind of stuff, you know, and I interact with people, and I have, I'm an animal activist. I love animals, and so I've got all these things, people following me, Sheldon Tress, and Herd, the Herd group, and, you know, I like that kind of stuff because it lets me see things, and YouTube's the same thing. I love to watch YouTube, but it's really tough sometimes, you know, Clint, if you go on YouTube and you see, if you love animals and you see things happening to them, that's not my thing. But anyways, okay, so you're going to write another book. Now, have you started it already? It's going to be an add-on to this one. It's going to be like another, it's going to be a continuation?
Pick up where this one leaves off.
Okay. How far are you?
Videos.
Pardon me?
On YouTube. I have some videos on YouTube about my novel.
Okay. Oh,
one
good.
One was done by paid publishing. And one is
okay.
Here, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go there right now. What is it called? Just your name? Okay, we're going to go there because you know me. I know you don't know me, but I like to see. I'm a visual person. YouTube. Okay. Ah.
I know. Paid publishing.
Indie Beacon, Indie Beacon Show. Hold on. Oh, wow. This is totally awesome. Okay, we're going to go there.
The people they chose for the photo do not look like how I pictured the characters is looking. But it's okay. It's a very short video. The interview. That's a fairly long interview.
Okay.
On Indie
Beacon. Cool. I'm going to subscribe.
Not good.
There you go. I subscribed. Okay, so I'm going to go back. This is really nice, everybody. You can go on YouTube. And, you know, that's another thing, too. Just, you know, it's something that you can watch and listen to. A lot of times they have interviews on there like you. I think that's wonderful. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, technology has really come far. Sometimes it's not a good thing, Clint. Sometimes it causes a lot of chaos and it gets to be too much. I mean, I have to turn my phone off. I mean, I have so many ding, 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 you know, and then I have my Outlook that makes a different sound and a different sound for all these things, and it drives you out of your mind. It's really nice when I turn it off at night and watch TV and I don't hear anything. I like to do that.
Yeah.
But having a business online like I do, you have to be pretty close to it. It's just the way it is, you know. Okay, so now when is this next book coming out? I mean, do you have any idea?
Hopefully next year. We'll hope.
Okay.
But,
now, your book, I take it, is on Amazon, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's available in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores around the country. I think there's like very close to 50 Barnes & Noble stores that have it in stock. They can also be purchased online from Barnes & Noble. So
now, I'm looking here on your YouTube. The One That Got Away is there. There's a spot there. What is this Indie Beacon show you were on?
No, it's just one of the various shows that authors can do.
Okay. Yeah, you can go everywhere. I mean, now, is it difficult to get on these shows? I mean, do you have to have
a
publicist like
There's
Helen contacted me? I mean, you don't just contact them, they contact you?
Yeah, Helen got me onto that Indie Beacon show.
Oh, okay.
I was thankful for that.
Okay, I didn't know that. I only know her the way I know her, you know. But, yeah, there's your video is there, and your interview is there. And there's a video about the novel, right?
Yeah, that short video.
Yeah.
Gives a synopsis.
Yeah. So, I just think this would make a good movie. Now, it's a romantic, but it's also got comedy in it. I mean, it's lighthearted.
But it's got comedy, romance. And action adventure too. It's been rated high in the action adventure category.
Okay, now I'm going to go over to your site here, and I want to tell everybody about that as well. Your site is clinthofer.net. You've got a lot of things here. You've got reviews. You've got who is this Gilda Tayuba?
Oh, my friend. The book is devoted. Dedicated to her.
It is.
Her name appeared at the beginning.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
She
was
in the Philippines.
Okay. All right. So it's romance and local color. Let's see here. You've got a comment feed. You've got things that you've got sample pages. Let me go to the sample page and see what that is. I like to look around on
the website. Please, man. It is imdb.me/Clint Hofer. There's a lot there about my novel.
Okay, here we go. There's a lot of things. Yeah, Barnes & Noble, everything comes up here for you. It's really kind of nice. I
write there, hit a button, and it'll be taken right to the Barnes & Noble website.
Yeah, and I can also get the picture of the book and the link for my Amazon, because I have a business Amazon. And they give me the option to do just the anchor for it, or I can get both, and then I can put it in my bookstore, which I will certainly do for you.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I mean, I make like a penny. they don't split anything. I don't take anything from the sale of it or anything like that. It's just like, it's just something, you know, just something to help the authors, which is what I love to do.
Sure.
So, your second novel now, I know it's a continuation, but is it still going to be romance and all the same kind of things that you have in the first one?
Yeah, I would say. Exactly the same.
Now, tell me something. Do you write on this every day? Do you write every day about it? Or
I try to. Try to set aside a time every day to write.
Okay. You're also a St. Louis historian, huh? You know all about the history, right?
Yeah,
now,
I know.
I want to ask you, I don't know if I might be saying this wrong. I think it's Chicago that's got those arches. It's not St. Louis, is it?
The St. Louis Arch?
Yeah.
We have one arch, one big arch.
Oh, okay, maybe that's
the cover of the book. It's on the cover.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go find the book. Hold on. Here it is. Oh, yes. Yes. There it is.
And the floating casino. That's the floating casino. The Bell of California.
Does that still exist, Clint?
That's a fictional casino based on.
Okay. But I'm sure you have them on the river. I'm sure they have floating casinos, right?
Well, they sort of got away from the boats, actually. Going out on the river. It was that way at first. Now most of the boats are moored. They won't leave the dock. Oh, they built the casino. It had some buildings and stuff with a casino.
Okay,
and
that's
don't
like
even
Detroit.
Have the boats anymore.
Yeah, of course, Detroit did not have floating ones. It had, I think there's three of them there now. One was put up after I left. Yeah, that's, you know.
But in 1993, when the story takes place, they had lots of floating casinos back then when it first came.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The Midwest.
Okay, you got to tell us all about this history. This is wonderful. I didn't know that. I've never been to St. Louis. I have no clue what it's like.
State of Iowa was the first to get riverboat gambling.
Okay.
Then Illinois, then Missouri, all around 1990. Between 1991 and 1993.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I guess we used to, on the way down here, there was one, it was Harris. It was in North Carolina. We would stop there because it would be the halfway point. Well, not really halfway. I mean, it was like 10 hours from home and then 5 hours to get here. So we would stop. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But anybody listening, you can't get addicted to it. I mean, you just got to say, okay, I've got this much money, and if I lose it, I'm out of here. That's it.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It's fun. Now they've really changed, I guess. Now you don't put coins in anymore. You do something else, I think. I don't know. I haven't been there in so many years, I don't even know. But
yeah,
I would like to go back.
Yeah, the coins first, and you hear the noise of the coins. Now they do it
with
payout slips. Just a piece of paper you take to the cashier.
Oh,
okay. Where's the have the coins? You have the jackpots jangling.
So you don't have coins that you put in anymore. How do you play them? What do you do?
Well, the payouts come with the paper.
Oh, okay, but you still put coins in the machine.
Yeah, they still.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, I gotcha. In other words, you don't win coins. They don't come flying out like they used to. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. I got that. All right, good. Okay, awesome. So you're still writing for the minor league baseball. I mean, how did that work?
St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I write about minor league amateur.
Yeah. So you get a. Obviously they know who you are. I mean, I'm a complete novice at this, so you have to explain it to me. So you get a list of where they're playing and who they're playing. Well, you know where they're playing. You do the ones that are at the home games, right? They always stay home.
Yeah. My name Hofer, H-O-F-E-R. I say that's short for Hall of Famer. And, like, if I do a search with my name, often the first thing that will come up is, like, Hall of Famers, baseball cards for Hall of Famers, like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. So I like that. My name is short for Hall of Famer, Hofer.
Oh, yeah. You know, my son has so many old cards, and, he would love to pick your brain. My late husband worked with somebody who worked at Tiger Stadium. Of course, it's not Tiger Stadium anymore, but he worked there. And when the Tigers won the 68, he got the whole team to autograph a ball for my son.
Yeah, that's when the Tigers beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, my 68. Son, I mean, it was put into this case and everything was really nice. And his name was Al, and he was just the kindest man. I'll get it. Mark Fidrich, remember, he passed away. He signed it. Everybody signed it. That was
Al Kaline
at that time. Al Kaline signed it, yep.
Wow.
Yep. Everybody.
He was a really great guy, Al Kaline.
Yeah.
What did
he sign? He signed on for, like, what, next to nothing, $20,000 or something, and he didn't want to be paid more or whatever it was because he said he didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah.
I got to see him. He was at I didn't get his autograph, but I got to see him. And then there were some other ones. Oh, my goodness. It was just, I can't even remember the team, but it was wonderful. You know, we had flags coming from our cars, and we went cuckoo. And, of course, my husband played hockey, so he was for the Red Wings. I mean, and of course, they won so many times in a row. And
Lordy,
but you know what happens, though, and you've seen it, Clint, is that they have all these great players, and then once they kind of get retired, it's hard to fill those shoes again. It takes years to come back with another good team. People don't understand that. Well, why can't you win again? Because it's not the same mix. It's just not. You've seen it. You know. You've been watching baseball forever. It just doesn't. All, you know, even basketball, it's the same thing. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have that mix of talent and the drive and the desire and all of that. I'm looking you up here right now. I'm going to see what comes up with your name. I love doing this. Google's got everything. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to know something,
just
type
in the question. I see a lot of stuff when I search my name.
Type in the question, right?
Yeah.
Type in the question and you'll see it. Oh, there you are. Here you are. You're on Facebook, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like,
there you go. Okay, yeah, you're on Facebook.
People that like my novel, like Elvis fans of Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, Judy Garland, they all love my novel. I belong to a lot of groups on Facebook with those people, those celebrities.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to follow them. Some of them, believe it or not, I like the oldies. I like, Dolly Parton. She went to school with this girl that knew my son. It was her mother. They went to high school together. But the funny thing about it is, this is in Gatlinburg, the funny thing about it is I went walking in town with her, with this lady, and we were talking about Dolly. She wasn't in town, or I would have met her. But this lady was so famous that we would walk, if we went to a candy store, wherever we want, it was always free. They just gave us stuff. Because her name was Jan Knight. And they'd see Mrs. Knight. Hello, Mrs. Knight. But she used to walk in town with Dolly all the time. They went to high school together, and they were really good friends. And it's amazing, isn't it? I love people like that. They're kind of wholesome. They're, you know, not.
No, it's nice.
Yeah, I like the older ones.
Celebrity is down to earth.
The ones that are. I don't know how many today are, but I'm hoping that there's more than not. You know, I think that's really, really cool. I'm still looking for all your stuff. Okay.
The time frame of my novel is from June 5th, 1993, to July 4th, 1993. So back then, like the 4th of July was on a Sunday, as it is this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the last scene of the novel was on July 4th, 1993.
I see.
So we're in that time frame right now, June 30th.
So you're writing about the teams now, you know, are you still doing
that
kind of thing?
Yeah, the amateur ball players, all the amateur ball players. Lots of them have played some major league ball. They
yeah.
can't play too long in the major league to be included.
Yeah.
In the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall.
They used to call it go to the show. You were going to go to the show, right?
Yeah. Cup of coffee, the big show.
Yeah, the show.
The major league.
For people that don't know that meant that you were moving up. You were coming down from Little League, or not Little League, from the amateurs. You're going up to the show to the big time stuff. Oh, yeah, gosh. See, we don't have that here. We don't have anything like that here in South Carolina. And, you know, you're from a good-sized city, and Detroit was big. People don't know what it's like, what it was like. I mean, especially like the hockey in Detroit is big business there. They would just say the fans are the best that there is in Detroit, but I don't know. I miss that. That was a lot of glory. That was a lot of. I got to meet a lot of people, and it was just different, wasn't it, Clint? Now,
oh yeah, it is.
People are different now. People, I mean, you cared about each other. I'm hoping it's going to swing back. The pendulum comes back, and it was fun. And you follow a team and you support the team. That brings you all together. Really, I think it's wonderful. Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. So, is there anything else you would like to tell the audience? Trying to think. So, are you going to be on other shows?
Nothing real soon.
Okay.
But like, in my novel, it is a comedy. And people with a good sense of humor will appreciate it. And I think everything in today's world is taken too seriously.
Yeah,
and
humor
is
that right.
Important. Coping
yes.
mechanism. My novel
That's
will
true.
Help people. Forget their problems. Stop laughing. I laugh.
Yeah, you forget
the
about what's
time
going
when I read
on.
My novel.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's good. That's good. Now, you have a family? I didn't even ask you that.
No immediate family.
No?
But only just, well, cousins.
Okay.
That's all that's left, the cousins. Uncles, aunts have all died.
Yeah,
today,
yeah.
June 30th, would have been my parents' 77th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
They were married on June 30th, 1944.
Wow. Now, have you been married? You have a wife?
No wife. No.
Okay.
My birthday's coming up, July 8th.
Really?
A little over a week from now.
Happy birthday, really.
Thank you. Thank
Mine
you.
Is not until November. I'm always around Turkey Day somewhere, you know, always got to... Turkey Day.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, I've enjoyed talking to you because you're from a, you know, I get a lot of people that are like, I don't want to say you're old, but younger than us, you know what I'm saying? And they cannot reminisce like we can. They cannot think back to, because they don't know. They really don't know what it was like. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, I'm from Motown and I loved it there. I really did. But when I left, Clint, it was almost like time to leave. It was getting wasn't good. The neighborhoods were falling apart, and it was getting rough. So we probably moved at the right. We moved just before. Well, we moved after 9/11. I got here in October, but we sold. We had a business, and we sold the house all before. We were so lucky. Or we probably wouldn't. I'd probably still be there. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be there. I'd be here with my son. I would not stay there. Could not stay there. It used to be fun watching things on TV. And, oh, I could do an oldie show. I really could and talk about the days, you know, we'd watch American Bandstand and all of that kind of stuff. I love to reminisce with people like yourself because it's good.
My novel. Lots of nostalgia in my novel.
Well, see, that's
classic
good. Nostalgia is really good.
Classic country music plays a big part.
And let's not forget, it's called The One That Got Away, and you can find it all over, and I'm going to put it in my bookstore. I'm remiss about doing that sometimes. I get so busy. Like right now, all the rest of today, maybe even into tomorrow, I'll be adding things. I try to do it before the 1st, but if I don't, it's done on the 1st. I mean, it'll go up. It goes up on the 1st anyhow, but I try to cram it all in and do it really nice, and that's what I want to do. But what I'm going to do is put your book in my bookstore. And
thank
also,
you know,
if you like, you could for the next issue, you could send me an excerpt or you could send me a part, you know, an article on it, something like that. I'll email you. And if you would like to do that, you can do that. And I'll put the picture in the book. And I'll send you a link to my magazine so you don't have to remember it. I'll do that in email for you so you have it.
Thanks.
It's what I do. I promote people. I love to promote people.
Okay.
It's important, you know.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta get people out there who might not have known who you are. Oh, I see a picture of you. There you are.
There is a lot of stuff when I do a search about my novel. It is available in many places, like
it sure
in
is.
Foreign countries.
Oh, you're on LinkedIn
foreign
too.
Like
yeah, you're on LinkedIn too.
England. Yeah.
I just saw that, and you're on Twitter.
LinkedIn I like a lot.
Well, you know what that is? I'm on it too, but that has a lot of it's a professional kind of thing. You don't have to be a professional, but I mean it's got good stuff in it. Things that you can learn, meet people, doesn't matter who they are. And but it's not like Facebook where you chit-chat. That's not like that. It's a different kind of a site. It's very, very well. There's well-educated people. Not that they're not educated on Facebook, but you know what I'm saying. They don't say, hey, hi, how's your day? No, you don't do that. No chit-chat. It's not known for that. But
on LinkedIn.
It is. It's very business-oriented. And, sometimes I'll send my images over there from my blog, but I really... You know, after you've done so much on the computer, you want to just walk away and forget about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So like when I'm done with you right now, I still have stuff to do in my magazine, but I'm going to have something for dinner and I'm going to just take it easy and not kill myself like I used to do. I used to do almost all of this in one day, believe it or not, but then
mm-hmm.
it got so big I couldn't do it. I mean, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning doing this, and you know that's when you make mistakes. So now I just get off like 9 or 10, and that's it. And then I finish it tomorrow. That's just what I do. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't push yourself to the limit. It's not really good. But I see pictures of you here. You like to fish?
Oh yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Out of my garage, fishing poles, laying there.
Really?
I love fishing. Love fishing.
Okay. All right. I'm just looking at all these things that when I typed in your name, all these pictures that are here.
So fishing plays a big part in the story.
Let's see here.
People that love fishing would like my novel.
Now, are you related to Colton Hofer?
No. There's another Clint Hofer. No relation.
Yeah, there's quite a few here. There is. Yeah.
I'm glad they don't live here. You don't want to live in... I could name that... I mean, it's not a very common name.
No, it's not. It sure isn't. And you've got... Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff here. If you just type in his name, C-L-I-N-T... And Hofer, you'll come up to this on Google, do it, and you'll see all kinds of stuff.
I'm glad they
have
a different middleman. That helps to distinguish.
Yeah, that's true.
Between
the
two.
That's true. There is something here. You have something on Pinterest?
Yeah, there's stuff there. I never go there very often, the Pinterest.
Yeah, okay. Now, what is
this? I think
this?
I posted a couple of photos there.
Okay, now this is, Okay. Authors.com. You're everywhere. I love it. I'm so happy for you. And I'm glad you're writing another book. I think that's great. Don't stop now.
No.
Finish it.
No. Yeah. I won't.
And then we'll have you back on again. And then you can tell us all about it.
Thank
you. I'm going to email you my link to my magazine. And then you can go looking around. And if you so desire, you can, you know, I'll send links back to wherever you want. It doesn't, you know, I just do this just because I love what I do. And I like to help people like yourself. So
I'll send you more information then.
Yes.
Coffee novel.
Yes.
I'll send you a copy of the novel.
That would be great.
I'm glad to.
Okay. All right. I'll send my address and everything to you. And everybody, I want to thank you. Now, I have another show on Friday. Oh, yes. Another show because there's just too many people. You know, everybody, I want to fit them in. And some of them have their books released, you know, this year. And then I don't get to do them until the end of the year. So I started doing two a week. But I want to thank you, Clint, for coming on my show.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I appreciate it very, very much. I love hearing about, you know, we were reminiscing and hearing about, like, St. Louis. Now, tell me, before we go, is it St. Louis or St. Louis?
Either way, it's fine.
There's
a song,
okay.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, and Judy Garland, Meet Me in St.
Yes,
Louis. That's mentioned quite often in my novel. Several times it's mentioned. Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. The Boy Next Door. That's part of it, the story.
But I hear people say, no, it's St. Louis. No, it can be St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Even the title, sort of a reference to the Judy Garland song, The Man That Got Away, The One That Got Away. Terry sings that at the end of the novel, The Man That Got Away.
Yep. You know a lot about history. You know a lot. And that's what's so great that was talking to you. It's just, you know, it pulls things out of my memory when I was really, 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 really little. Lots of good things. Don't stop what you're doing now. And I'll send you something in email. And when the new book is out, we'll have you back on again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Clint.
Fun.
Everybody, have a great day. And I want to tell you also, like I always end my show, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And I will see you Friday what's the time going to be? I'm going to tell everybody. Oh, it's going to be from 1 to 2 because she is in another country. So we'll do that. Anyways, with that, I was going to say good night, good afternoon, take care, and that's it for me. I'm not going to play, I guess I'll play my music here, Free to Love, because that's Candy loves that music, even though she's not in the chat. I don't know, but, you know, she does a lot of work at night, so let's play Free to Love. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors, so get the chip off the shoulder.
Bye, everyone. Have a nice day. Love to all of you. Bye-bye.